two big things stood out to me this year, and if there's anything I were to say about this year, it's the year of EMS, the year of emergency services. Firstly is our EMS service itself, which we currently contract with Stevens County Hospital. Stevens County Hospital is doing a phenomenal job running the EMS service, but we see that as Stevens County is growing, there's more needs to operate it. So we're waiting on a couple ambulances to come in that we purchased back in 2022, believe it or not, but we're looking at getting an additional ambulance. But we're also looking at the extent to how we fund EMS in the county. It's presently underfunded compared to maybe how other counties are funding their EMS service. So that's something we're looking at this year, is figuring out how we can provide more funding to operate this system. And I mean, folks understand EMS is important, but you never really understand it until you need that hospital or that ambulance in your driveway. And that's something that we really looked at funding, that the board really wanted to make a priority this year. And the other emergency need they wanted to is fire. Fire is a changing dynamic in modern society, particularly volunteer fire. The board is trying to come up with creative ways to continue to influence fire participation, as well as move forward in a system that would better serve the county. And one thing they're looking at adding in the budget this year is pay-per-call, which would be providing for a payment per fire call for each of the volunteer firefighters that are on call, as well as for training hours. And it's a small amount. We'd love to give them the world, but it is an incentive that says, hey, we appreciate you. We may never have a fully paid fire department in Stevens County. That may not be feasible, but maybe there's some system in the future that can get in place where we've got a couple folks on a shift that are paid, or maybe a paid chief, or something that, you know, can sort of consolidate the fire departments under the county umbrella a little bit better than the way it's currently being implemented.